Will you looky here? Some guy is selling an 81 pickup with four-wheel drive and a simulated vinyl interior for only $1,850.
Oh, I love the feel of a warm vinyl seat.
And four-wheel drive. I could take it off-road in the desert.
What desert? This is Raytown. Closest thing we got to a desert is a city dump.
Miss Harper, every man has to have his dream, and for Vinton, that dream has always been four-wheel drive.
Yeah, well, I'm all for dreams as long as they don't wind up on blocks in my driveway.
Morning, Isla.
Oh, Phil, look, I have the most exciting news.
Morning, Vin. Everybody.
Iola.
I just came from the Safari Travel Agency, where they are putting together a package for the Church Ladies League to go to Hawaii in June.
Hawaii? Are you kidding me?
Let me see that sucker.
This package includes everything.
Would you look at that blue water? I have always wanted to go to Hawaii ever since I saw Deborah Padgett in Bird of Paradise. She even made leaping to her death in that volcano look like fun.
Oh, Vinton, could we go too? It could be the honeymoon we've never had.
Package includes airfare, 6 nights at a semi-luxury hotel not far from public beaches, a luau with tiki torches, and 2 complimentary drinks.
And it's only $900.
$900? Well, might as well be $9 million.
Oh, too steep for me. Well, the two of us would have to pay double. Well, Naomi, for all that money, I could buy me a new used pickup.
But, honey, you already have a pickup.
Well, we're not going to waste all that money on a trip.
Oh. Well, on that happy note, I will go to work.
Yeah. You want me to drive you, Skeeter?
No, thank you. Riding in your truck has suddenly lost all of its charm.
Naomi, wait up. I'll let you shift.
Well, Phil, I'm off for a trip to Hawaii. $900 is not that much money.
Well, it would practically wipe out my savings. And then what if a disaster occurred? What if my washing machine broke down?
Well, you'd still have your wonderful memories of Hawaii.
Well, swell. Who wants to remember Hawaii while they're beating dirty clothes on a rock?
Well, Grandma, how do I look?
Well, good Lord, you look like Woody Woodpecker.
What have you got in your hair?
Moose, I want to make a good impression.
Bubba's going out for his first job interview, part-time at McRae's Burger Stand.
Oh, isn't that nice?
It's my first step toward independence. My own job. It's a regular rite of manhood.
Yeah, well, I'll take selling burgers over that other rite of manhood any day.
Man with a job is a man on his own. Doesn't need anybody. He walks his own path.
You want me to drive you there, baby?
You bet.
Just imagine, Isla. My baby grandson going out for his first job. Who knows where this could lead?
That's right. Today, a lowly burger boy. Tomorrow, the head of an empire. Wouldn't that be something?
I'll say. Then he could afford to send his grandmother to Hawaii. Hey, Bubba, you're going to be the head of an empire. You stand up straight and get rid of that gum. Here, Isla, take care of this. I'll be back in a jiff. Well, it certainly looks like a nice, clean place to work, doesn't it? These floors have just been mopped. Smells like pine.
Grandma, do you mind? I'm trying to concentrate here.
Oh, well, if you wanted some help, why didn't you just say so? Here, let me see that thing. Name, please print. Well, that's good. Shows you can follow directions. Previous work experience. Kitchen detail at juvenile hall. Are you out of your mind?
Grandma, I was real good at it. The warden said I could have a career in food service.
Yeah, it's Sing Sing. Previous experience, school cafeteria.
Grandma, this is my application.
All right, I won't change another word. References. T-Boy and Dwayne.
They're my best friends. They know me better than anybody.
Those delinquent ding-dongs.
Grandma, I thought you said you weren't going to change another word.
I'm changing names, not words. References. Reverend Meacham. Mayor Tutwiller.
I don't even know Mayor Tutwiller.
You think this greasy spoon is gonna check?
Well, here's my application.
How do you do? I'm Thelma Harper. This is my grandson, Bubba. He's a real fine boy. Usually his hair looks better than this.
Hey, Ma. I'm Lester Herdman, day manager.
Mr. Herdman, how soon will you be hiring?
Oh, immediately. But I must warn you, I've been flooded with applications.
Oh, well, thank you.
Bubba, you go on out to the car. I'll be out in a minute. Mr. Herdman, and my grandson Bubba is a real hard worker. I know he'd make a fine burger boy.
Well, that's good. I'll keep that in mind.
And he's got a real big family. If he gets this job, we'd be eating here a lot, maybe 5-6 times a day.
Say, Mrs. Harper, you're quite the salesman.
Well, I can sell anything if I believe in it, and I do believe in my grandson.
How do you feel about fast food? Do you think you could sell that?
Well, I think I'm a little bit long in the tooth to be a burger jockey.
No, not at all. According to an article in the latest issue of Burger World, senior citizens make the best employees. They're eager, dependable, and take real pride in their work.
Well, I hear that. There is no substitute for experience.
Well, you talked me into it. When can you start?
Me? Bubba's the one that wants the job.
Well, I have several openings.
Well, thanks just the same, but I don't think I'd fit in. My skin cleared up years ago.
Mrs. Harper, I pay over minimum wage. Couldn't you use a little extra cash for something?
How much extra cash are we talking about here?
$3.55 an hour. I'll guarantee you 30 hours a week. We're talking big bucks.
Well, Lester, you know, it's like they say in Hawaii. Melikaliki maka ihana oli maka hiki ho.
What does that mean?
It means bring on the burgers, babe. These buns are bound for Waikiki. Now, at $3.55 an hour times 30 hours a week, that comes to $106.50. Now, at $106.50, I could make that $900 in a little over 2 months.
Oh, why, here we come.
If I'm working at McRae's.
Well, sure you are. Didn't you say you were offered the job on the spot?
Well, yes, I was, but Bubba wouldn't. And I've been thinking about it. I can't take that job if Mr. Herdman doesn't hire Bubba, too.
Well, I don't see why.
Well, think about it, Iola. How would you feel if you applied for a job at McRae's and they hired your mother instead of you?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Mother'd never fit behind those counters with her walker.
I wish Mr. Herdman would hurry up and let Bubba know. I'm supposed to start tomorrow morning.
Oh, Thelma, this has just got to work out. You and I could really live it up in Hawaii. Look, each night the hotel gives us a complimentary platter of poo-poos.
Oh, what?
Poo-poos, you know, in Hawaiian, that's what they call hors d'oeuvres.
Well, good Lord, I hate to hear what they call the main course.
I'll get it.
I got it.
Oh, don't touch that phone. It may be Mr. Herdman. Oh, please, let me get the job. Oh, please.
Hello? Speaking. Why, Mr. Herdman, what a surprise. I did.
I got the job! I'm a burger boy! But what time...
What time do I start? Oh, okay. Well, then I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Oh, congratulations!
Oh, Bubba, I'm so proud of you.
Thanks. Mr. Herdman just said the weirdest thing, though. When I asked him what time I should come in, he said tomorrow morning, the same time as my grandmother.
He said that, did he?
Yeah, he did. What do you mean by that, Grandma?
Well, I guess he meant 7:30.
Grandma.
Well, I didn't want to say anything until I knew you got the job for sure, but Mr. Herdman hired me, too.
He what?
He hired me, too. We're going to be burger boys together. Won't this be fun?
Fun? Grandma, you can't do this to me. I'll be the laughing stock of the junior class.
Well, nobody has to know we're related. You can call me Thelma. I'll call you Mr. Higgins.
Grandma, this is my first job, my right of manhood. What guy goes through a rite of manhood with his grandmother?
Oh, knock it off with your manhood business. We're both going to be wearing hairnets.
Hey, everybody. Oh, what a day I had. My scanner went on the blink. I had to ring up everything by hand.
Yeah, I'm beat too. Mama, what time's dinner?
Well, dinner's going to be a little late tonight, Benton. I've had other things on my mind.
Yeah, like destroying my future.
I'm doing no such thing.
I should say not.
Uncle Bit, she's going to be working with me down at McRae's. Tell her she can't do that.
Mama, you got a job at McRae's?
Well, it's only part-time, and I will just be there long enough to raise enough money for my trip to Hawaii.
Wait a minute, you're going to Hawaii?
Yeah, isn't that wonderful?
Did you hear that, Vinton? Your mama says she's going to Hawaii.
Well, I hope she makes dinner first.
Well, I'd
say that if your mama can afford to go to Hawaii, then we certainly can. That's the spirit, we'll all go.
We will not. It's too expensive.
Then how come your mama gets to go after working some crummy burger job?
It is not a crummy burger job.
Well, it will be if you're working there.
Well, I don't hear what any of you say. I am taking this job, and I'm going to Hawaii.
I hope you don't expect that I'm going to come home after a hard day's work and do your chores just so that you can go lie on the beach in a moo-moo.
Hey, it isn't my fault your husband's too cheap to spring for the trip.
I am not cheap. We got better things to do with our money.
We have not. If you think you're buying a new pickup with that money, you are out of your four-wheel mind.
Well, I hope you're happy now. There goes the truck of my dreams. Thanks a lot, Mama.
Boy, Grandma, you sure don't play favorites, do you? You're working down at McRae's is ruining everybody's life.
It is such a comfort in my old age to know that I have the love and support of my family.
To begin with, let me say how happy it makes me to see a grandmother and a grandson working side by side. All right, now, I assume you're both familiar with our breakfast menu.
Well, actually, Lester, I ain't ever eaten a meal here myself, but I would imagine that breakfast is breakfast. Fried eggs and grits and toast.
Oh, my, no. At McRae's, an egg never touches a skillet. Our breakfasts are all prepackaged. We've revolutionized the morning meal.
Just what is so revolutionary about serving a TV dinner for breakfast?
All right, it's time to open. Are we ready?
I am. Are you, Thelma?
You bet, Mr. Higgins.
Good luck to you both. And remember, be courteous and friendly. At McRae's, the customer is king.
Good morning, Your Highness. What may I get you?
Yeah, give me eggs and a blanket, sausage and coffee.
And I would be more than happy to do that for you. I have a gentleman here who would like an order of eggs in a blanket, and he would also like an order of sausage to go with that.
Flapjack saying links.
Yeah. While we're waiting for that order, how about I pour you a nice hot cup of coffee?
Fine, fine. Just pour it.
Okay, that'll be $2.44, please.
Oh, looky here. I'll bet that's your order now.
I hope so.
Yep, there's your scrambled eggs. There's your blanket. There's your sausage.
Could you just hurry the order, please?
Two Slim Jims, one bacon, one links.
Let me get this in a bag for you, and you'll be on your way.
Is that a promise?
Now, let me just find a napkin for you.
Here.
Oh. Well, that's way too many. Here we go. Would you like cream and sugar to go with your coffee?
No.
Well, it's free. How about I just throw it in for later?
Just ring up the order.
Okay, that'll be $4.16, please. Thank you. Come again.
All righty. That's one eggs in a blanket. That's $1.05.
Slim Jim, bacon.
You were the one that had the sausage, right?
That's right, lady.
That's right. I remember it looked so good. Okay, sausages. That's 59. 50 cents for your coffee. No charge for that cream and sugar. And that comes to 214 plus your tax. Good Lord, this writing is tiny.
Never mind. Keep the change.
Oh, well, thank you very much, sir. You come again. Looky there, Mr. Higgins. He left me a tip.
Great, Thelma. Now, will you move out of the way? I got an order to ring up.
My, jealousy does not sit well on such a young face.
That'll be 208, please.
What's happening out here, Thelma?
It is going great. I just got my first tip.
Well, let me give you another one. If you want to work here, you got to speed things up.
Well, I thought you said you wanted me to be friendly.
Friendly and fast. Look at young Higgins here. Now, he's taking care of four customers to your one.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and have a good day. And good morning to you. How may I help you?
He ain't so hot. You want speed, I'll give you speed. You get back there and buckle your seatbelt and get ready for ancient fast lane.
Slim Jim, Wicks!
Hey, lady! Yeah, you with the god-awful purse. Get over here. Let's go here. It's your dime. Spill it.
I'd like a flapjack sandwich with sausage and a milk, please.
Jackson Lights, one moochin's coming up. It's gonna be $2.50, lady. Get your money out.
That's my order, Grandma.
That's Thelma to you, Mr. Wonderful. Don't count it, just beat it.
Well, you don't have to be rude.
Hey, Curly Top, you try serving breakfast in 35 seconds. Next.
Well, now, let me see here.
Come on, Pops, this ain't the public library.
I think I'll go to this nice young man over here.
Thelma.
Yo.
Yes, sir. May I pour you a cup of hot coffee while you're deciding?
We've got a problem here.
What's the matter? You having trouble keeping up with me?
Thelma, I'm starting to wonder if you're McCray material.
What are you talking about?
Your attitude problem?
I haven't got an attitude problem. Do you want it fast or do you want it nice? Make up your mind.
I want it fast and nice. Now, if you can't handle that, I'm afraid I'm going to have to let you go.
No, please don't do that. Give me another chance. I'll be sweet as pie.
All right, but one more crossword and you're through.
Oh, don't you worry about a thing. The customer ain't been born that I can't charm.
Bubba, look, we all came in for breakfast.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Thelma, you look cute as a button in that outfit. How's it going?
Well, just swell.
Hey, Slim Jim, Licks.
I make that two.
Double that order.
Well, Bubba, aren't you the most efficient thing?
He certainly is. I'm going over to his line.
All right, Iola, what's it going to be?
Well, I believe I'll have a Big Ray and some fries.
Iola, we don't serve lunch until 11:30.
Well, Thelma, you know I don't eat breakfast.
Well, what the hell are you doing here? Get the hell out of the way and let the goon behind you order.
Eggs in a blanket. Don't wink it.
Fenton, come on over here. Bubba is a whiz.
You get back over here.
Thelma.
Oh, gracious good morning to you, sir. And what may I get you?
Well, Mama, I'll have a couple of those special over-easy eggs you make. Biscuits, ham, and a waffle.
Fenton, we don't serve that here.
Well, why not? You got eggs, don't you?
Of course we got eggs. What do you think we're putting in the damn blankets?
Well, go back there and fry me up some.
Fenton, I can only serve what is on the menu. This is not McMama's.
Oh, great. She'll make breakfast for every stranger in Raytown, but she won't even fry up a couple of lousy eggs for her own son.
You listen here. The last thing I need is for my worthless family to come down here and give me grief.
So this is the thanks we get for trying to throw a little business your way?
What business? You are just too lazy to cook.
I beg your pardon.
Would it have killed you to fry your husband some eggs this morning instead of bringing him down here to eat this junk?
Oh. Give one of those Slim Jims a try.
The hell you will. If you're not going to order from me, you will not order from him. Now you listen up, you cheeseheads. All of my life, all I have ever done is give to my family. And what do I get back in return? The one time I want to do something for myself. I want to take a little trip to Honolulu. They're going to turn on me like six in a pit. Well, you listen to me, you ungrateful dipsticks. This time you have gone too far. Thelma Harper is going to Hawaii, and as far as I'm concerned, you can go choke on your eggs in a blanket because nothing is stopping me now.
Thelma.
What?
You're fired.
Well, Owl, goodbye, Luau. Goodbye, Tiki Torches. So long, poo-poos. Guess you're going to have Tom Selleck all to yourself.
No, I'm not going either.
Why not?
Well, what would Hawaii be without all of you? Just paradise.
I'm real sorry that you got fired, Miss Harper.
Yeah, Grandma, I hope there's no hard feelings.
Nah, I just wasn't cut out for that line of work.
Well, you are a little old to be a burger boy.
Of course, Plucky. It has nothing to do with age. Mr. Herdman hired another senior citizen, and she's working out just fine.
Yeah? Well, what's she got over you?
One big advantage. She ain't got any living relatives.